Well, hello, good morning. I want to welcome everybody to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Woo! And we're just super thankful that the Lord's goodness is all over us, and this is the season where we celebrate one of the greatest moments that's ever happened in the history of the world, and that is that the greatest moment was that Jesus was born, and then the next greatest moment was when he resurrected from the cross to bring us life and to give us eternal life in heaven with our Father, and all of the goodness that God brings and the help that he puts in our life on a day-to-day basis. Amen? Amen. So this morning, we're just going to worship and just rejoice and be thankful of God's goodness, and we're just going to celebrate together his love for us and his mercy and his goodness. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you.
as you took on the rain. So not even death can change us. What's our name? As you took on the rain. So not even death can change us. As the victory is won, and heaven has come, and it's taken us high. We'll be right back.
unravel me with a melody, and you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears are gone, you unravel, as you unravel me with a melody, and you surround me. Deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear, as I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave.
We're the sons and the daughters.
I'm no longer a slave to fear, as I am a child of God.
We believe for it from said, we stand in faith this morning. And because you said it, because it's in your word, because you spoke it, that it will happen, that it will take place, that we won't let time deter our faith. We won't let time discourage us. We won't let time worry or weaken us. But because you said it, I am a God that cannot lie. I am the truth, the life, and the way. I open and I shut doors. And I am about to open a door that no man has seen. No man will be able to shut it. No one is higher than me. I control all. You have to trust me. You have to believe me. I've got my hands on the situation. I see all. I see all. I see all. I see even what the natural man's eyes cannot see. I see in the heart and the innermost part of your being. Trust me. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
If it's bandaging the broken or washing filthy feet, here I am, Lord, send me. If it's love, loving one another, even when we don't agree, here I am, Lord, send me. If I'm poor, if I'm wealthy, I'll serve you just the same. If it means that there is
this morning. Here I am, Lord, send me. Oh, send us. We will obey. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love. Much you love him. Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, Jesus. We love you. You are so awesome. Lord, we just love you. Lord, we lift our voice to you this morning. We worship you. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you. Lord, words cannot express our feelings exactly this morning. Because of such a wonderful thing that you did for us on the cross. But God, we love you. We just express our love this morning to our great King, our Savior, the one that came for us, that gave it all for us. Lord, we love you this morning.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Lord is a great and loving God, isn't he? Amen. And we're just so thankful for his goodness. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're glad to be with you this morning. And as you can see, I'm here by myself, so you can keep Pastor Regina up in your prayers. And she will be feeling better soon and be with us again. And we're glad about that. Amen. And so this morning, I guess we're going to start with some children's announcements, because Sunday, December 18th, which is next week, we're going to have our children's Christmas program during our service, amen, and that'll be great. And then on December 25th, it's the pajama Christmas party during the service for the children, amen. And then, of course, we're going to have our Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be a great time, and God's going to bless it. And then we'll come back and have our 10 a.m. service, and God is going to bless that as well. Amen? So it's just going to be a good time. And I thank God for each of you and for your love for the Lord. Amen? And your love for us. And we're just glad to be a part of the family of faith and on this journey together. Amen? And so we're thankful for all of that. And I guess at this time, we better go ahead and let those children get started this morning. And in your Bible, we're going to look and see, and it says in Luke 6, verse 38, "Given it shall be given unto you, good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again." And one thing we want to be known for is our giving. Amen. We want to make sure that we give, not just in this offering this morning, but giving out of a loving heart and a merciful heart towards others, giving forgiveness, giving mercy to people, giving patience to people, being who we can be as Christians to identify ourselves as children of God. Amen. And just wanting to make sure that we're merciful to everybody and that we are good givers. Amen. And this morning, when we give, what's good is that the Lord says it will be given back to us. Amen. Pressed down, shaken together, and coming over, will it be running over? Will it be returned unto you? And so we also know that every time we give, God rebukes the devourer on our behalf. Amen. and he comes in and intercedes for us. And the Bible says that he opens the windows of heaven for us. Amen. And God just works on our behalf when we're giving. And so this morning we want to make sure that we are good and cheerful givers. Amen. Because we want to be faithful. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you this morning, God. And Father, as we take up this tithe and offering to God, we just put our faith in you, Lord, and we give out of our love towards you. We give out of our worship towards you, God. We give out of our trust towards you, Father. We know that this is a part of your covenant and that you come in and bless us and keep us in these areas as we give, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, we're just going to talk for a few minutes on God's love for us. Amen. And it says, the God who created the universe loves you personally. Try to wrap your mind around that. He loves you, not just people. He loves you, not just people in general, but you as a person. He cares about your life and wants to be a part of it. Even if you have spent your life running from God or doing things you regret, he still loves you and wants to have a relationship with us. God's love is unconditional and it is finite and it is infinite. Far, far beyond even what the best of people that love are capable of love, God commands those who follow him to love one another, and among sincere believers, we see God's heart as we can see believers whose hearts God has changed. You can see an imperfect picture of his love. But even the best of loving others shall fall short. The Bible helps us know more about God. The Bible says God loves you whatever state your life is in. And he loves you enough that he wants to come in wherever your life is at and help you and be a part of bringing you into what he wants for your life, which is his unconditional love. Bible verses can remind us of God's wonderful, extravagant, amazing, unstoppable, and unconditional love. God's love is incredible. It is infinite and unfailing. We're going to read here in the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 13. And it says, love suffers long and is kind. Verse 4. Love envies not, love vaunteth not itself, it is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemingly or seeks her own way. It's not easily provoked. Love thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. This is a perfect example of God's love. Amen. Oftentimes we'll read a scripture like this at weddings and thank God that we're striving to be the kind of love that God has for us. But really, He's the only perfect love that we're ever going to encounter. Amen? And only God can love us perfectly. Amen? Only God can be with us in that manner and in that perfection. And this is an accurate description of God's love for you. Everyone needs this type of love, but if you expect it to find it from another person, you'll be let down. God is the only one who can love you perfectly, and when you have a relationship with God and experience His love, it empowers you to love others the way God loves you. God's love for you is personal. I want you to know that God loves you in a very personal way, and so much so that we're going to look at what He says in the Bible here. But God loves us so personally that it says in 1 John 3, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it kneweth Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Now I want you to know something, that I'm sure you are a child of God. You may have heard this phrase many times before, but take time, some time, to let it sink in. Take some time to really let it sink in that God your Father calls you His child. When you begin your relationship with the Lord, you don't just become His friend, you become His child. God delights in you and wants the best for you. He wants to fill your life with joy and blessings. And He wants to just for you to be touched by His love and to know Him in a way that not many do unless they press into God and really grab a hold of His love. It says that, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that God commanded His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now this is an amazing concept to think about, how God died for us even when we did not love Him yet. Amen? And even when we did not know Him, He was willing to go to the cross for us. And He did that so that each one of us could be saved. Amen? And now that we know Him in this way and that He has loved us even when we were not lovable and went to the cross for us ahead of time, it should make His love for us even that much more astounding. And it should make us pursue Him even that much more. Amen? And we should be in pursuit of God each and every day because He's so terrific and what He's done for us and how much He loves us. Amen? You know, I want you to know something, that God loves you no matter what you do and no matter where you're at, but He's always wanting better for us. Amen? And God loves you like a good parent loves his child, even though that child might, as a toddler, get off track a little bit or as a teenager be in rebellion. The parent's love is still for that child and still wanting the best for them. And that's how God loves us. He wants the best for us, no matter where we're at, no matter what we've been through, and no matter where we're going through. God wants us to be in love with Him and in a relationship with Him. You know, even when you were still rebelling against God and saying, basically, I hate you because you weren't living for Him, His reply for you was, I love you. Choosing to die for you so that He could have a relationship with you forever. You did not need to change or reach a better place before you came to God. Amen? And you do not need to reach a better plan or place before you go to Him now to continue His move in your life and continue His help with what He's bringing you into as a person. Amen? You can go to God each and every day, and that's what He has for you, and that's what He plans for you to do, is He wants you to come to Him each and every day and let Him love on you. The Bible says that even rarely for a righteous man would one die, but let alone someone who's not even a good person, but God was willing to do that for each and every one of us before we even knew him. That's how much he loves us. God's love allows you to change and to grow into the person he wants you to be. And I'm going to read here in the scriptures here for us in just a minute. Second Corinthians 5:14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." This is one reason why we're always working on ourselves and wanting to make sure that we become who God wants us to be, because now we're not living for ourselves anymore. We're living for him. Amen? And we're living through him, and we're living in his power. Therefore, we can leave who we used to be, and we can step into who God wants us to be. Amen? And who God has created us to be. God loved you just as you are, but he also loves you enough to not let you stay how you are. He wants to see you grow and change for the better. He sent Jesus in to die for us and die for our sins so this would be possible. When we receive God's forgiveness and accept God's help, you begin to work towards making those positive, lasting changes. And God wants us to make sure that we make those positive, lasting changes. And it's just like a good parent when a child is in the way and trying to work things out, they walk alongside that child, and they have to give that child patience and space and forgiveness and all kinds of stuff and support. And I want you to know that God is even much more than an earthly parent. Amen? He's so much more than that, that he gives us a love that is so far beyond that, that we hardly even can imagine how much God's love is for us. In fact, we really can't yet, right now in our humanity, we can't understand the fullness of God's love for us. It says in Psalms 34:7, "I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities." God loves you. God cares when you are suffering because he loves you. I want you to know something, folks, that one of the biggest things we got to make sure we grab a hold of is sometimes when we're going through different struggles and we're going through different battles, sometimes it's hard to believe that anyone cares for us. Amen? But I want you to know that without a certainty, without a doubt, God cares for you even when you're going through a struggle. Amen? And so we've got to make sure that we know that God's love is with us. And if we reach out to him, we will feel him comfort us even in the middle of a battle. Amen? And that's what he loves to do. He loves to comfort us and be with us in the middle of our battles, in the middle of our struggles. And I want you to know something, that not all the time is your struggle going to get over in an immediate way. You know, you are going to experience some pain in this life. You're going to experience some suffering in this life. You're going to experience some disappointment in this life. But even though you're experiencing those things, if you hold on to God, he will see you through, and he will bring you through on the other side of that trouble. Amen? And we got to make sure that when we are going through things, that that's when we press into God even more so and just hang on to him and pray more and grab a hold of him, because God is with us and God loves us. Amen? And God's love for you is so much beyond our understanding that it's just a powerful thing to know that God loves you in a great and powerful way. So sometimes just because life isn't working out perfectly and just because you have some trouble going on, that's not a sign to you that God doesn't love you. In fact, oftentimes every time you come through a battle and come through a struggle and you survive it, every single time, it's because God's grace and mercy helped you. And I want you to know something. Even when you weren't living for the Lord, the only way you made it through some of the battles that came your way is because the grace and the mercy and the love of God followed you even when you were resistant of Him. You know, the Bible says in 1 John 4:17, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us." You know, God's perfect love can cast out all your fear. Amen? If you really grab a hold of God and love Him with your whole heart, He will give you peace beyond understanding. Amen? And it'll be that things can happen and come your way, but you'll just have a peace and a resolve to know that God is going to help you through that situation. Amen? And so we need to make sure that we experience this love and this perfect love that casts out all fear, because that's what God has for us. Amen? And God wants you to experience that, and God wants you to have it, and He wants it to be right in your life on a day-to-day basis. Amen? And so we know that God loves us, and we know that God is with us, and we know that God wants the very best for each and every one of us, and He wants the very best for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's look here in the book of Romans. Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" And then verse 37 says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Boy, is that powerful or what? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Even though life can sometimes get difficult, there should be nothing that separates you from the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him being able to hold you up in the middle of everything that you have going on in life. Amen? There's no power that can come between you and God. There's no power that can overtake what God can do for you. And if you hold on to that love that you have with God and you hold on to that relationship that you have with God, it will keep you in faith and it will keep you in prayer. And as you stay in faith and prayer, you will see things happen that God is doing on your behalf. Amen? And you'll see God do great things for you, and you'll see God blessing you and keeping you in the middle of your life battles. God is there for you. Amen? I want you to know right now that as you pull on God, that He's right there available for you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? We're celebrating this month God as Emmanuel. That means God with us. Amen? And we're celebrating that He came to this earth and went through all that He went through to make sure that He infused us with the relationship. Amen? He was willing to do whatever it did, whatever it took to make a way for us. Amen? He was willing to do whatever it took to make sure that He could have a relationship with us and that we could have a life with Him. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we press into God's love, because it's available to us each and every day, and He's open for us to be loved by Him. Amen? In fact, there's nothing God wants more than your love. That's why He was willing to give you His love first. In fact, the Bible says that we didn't love Him because we loved Him. It's because He first loved us. He loved us, and when He loved us, He gave us the capacity to love Him back. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we walk in that capacity that God has given us, and that each day we live our life in a way that's pleasing to God. Amen? We know how to please God. Amen? We know how to please Him, because the Bible says that without faith it's impossible to please God. Amen? So we know that with faith it's possible to please Him every day. Amen? And we have the right to walk in that every day, walk with the Lord, and every day we can pursue Him, and every day we should pursue Him. Amen? And we should be asking God on a day-to-day basis, help me with this thing called life, God. We should never get so comfortable that we try to live our life by ourselves. We should never get so comfortable that we try to work on our own power. Because if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't even have the job that you have. We should never be so comfortable that we try to love each other in our own power. Because if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have the people in our life that we have in our life. We wouldn't have our spouse if it wasn't for God. So therefore, we should never try to love each other without the love of God helping us. Amen? And we should be willing to let God's love help us in every situation and in every circumstance that we have. Because when we forget that God is the way, then we lose our way. Amen? And we don't want to be people that lose our way. We want to be people that stay right in there with God and have Him on our side. Amen? And we want to make sure that we're people that just live for God on a day-to-day basis because we know how much He loves us. Amen? God's love is supernatural. God's love is beyond anything that we can understand. Amen? That's why He was willing to go to the cross. That's why His Son was willing to come to the earth and die on the cross for us, because God's love is beyond anything we can imagine. Amen? So as we get ready to celebrate this Christmas season, let's just make sure our hearts are focused on the Lord. Amen? Let's make sure our hearts are focused on His goodness and make sure that we're focused on the love of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, is there anybody right now this morning that needs God's love to touch you this morning because you have a sickness or you have something going on that you need prayer with? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have some prayer requests. We're going to pray for Rita and her daughter who are sick right now. Father, we just, God, bring them before you, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you right now to bring healing, Father God. Just release healing into them, Father God, and restore them from any symptoms or sickness that they have, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, Lord, we put Braden before you. And God, we just pray for him right now, God, that he would be healed of any sickness, Father God, that's trying to hold him back. And Lord, we just pray right now for Haley, who has some medical issues, Father God. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you are healing them, Father God. Loose right now the working of miracles and healing to flow into each of their situations, Father God. And we just ask you to bless them, Father God. And God, right now we pray for Sister Kim, Father God, that she's sick, Father God. And we pray, God, that you release healing into her as well, Father God. Just loose the working of miracles and healing into each one of these people, Father God. And that, God, they would be touched by your love and they would know just how good you are, Father God, because this is a part of what you do. This is a part of who you are. This is a part of what you do, and what you do is redeem and heal and set free, Father God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You know, I just thank God for his goodness. Amen. And I thank God for how he's working on us every day. Amen. And so I just want to say thank you for your prayers and just continue to let's just see God do what only he can do. Amen. Which is the miraculous. Amen. And the blessing and the goodness of God. So I want you guys to just enjoy this holiday season and really grab a hold of the fact that this is the time that the Lord came to save and turn our lives around. Amen. This was God's final decision. He could have easily abandoned man and said, nope, you guys have broken all this. Nope, I'm done. But when he had the opportunity to turn away from us, his love for us was to turn right to us. Amen. And to bring on even more at a higher level to do whatever it takes for us to be saved. So if he's willing to do that, he's willing to do whatever it takes right now to help us where we're at in life. Amen. So we just want to be thankful for that. And I want you guys to have a blessed, blessed day and just thank God for his goodness. Amen. Amen. God bless you.